All right. This is an important and life-changing impartation today. We're going in areas that can only be understood apostolically. I'll make a statement to open up today. God in competition with his blessings. God competition with his blessings. There's going to be a shifting from the pastoral concept to apostolic functions. Function is plural. I'm going to give you some insight on this. I talked my Bible class, not my Bible class, my ministry school on this. Some of y'all may be in the class. I'm going to impart some of this to you today. It's different than I'm going to impart some to my congregation tonight. I want you to get those two statements. Pastoral concept, you can put the evangelist and the teacher in there also. Different apostolic function, because what we're going into is apostolic functioning. Here's a statement: an apostolic divine changing anointing is upon us. In other words, from Ephesians 4:11 through 16, that's our foundational groundwork where we'll move people from just thinking about their needs, their desires, and their want when they come in the presence of God, function or to focus on him. I have seven foundations of the apostolic anointing the Spirit gave me this morning. I'll give them to you at the end. Then I have a prophecy he gave. But I want to start with this difference between pastoral steps and the New Testament apostolic function. I'll read this to you. The senior pastors who are receiving the mandate they should give from the pastoral anointing to the apostolic function must understand the difference between these two anointings. So my two anointings. Unless we understand fully the function of the pastor and the apostolic anointing, we cannot one to another. Now, here is where I saw in preparing and studying for all of these classes in this time of importation. And it was shocking to me that I've been pastoring for a long time. Centered on need rather than God's call and purposes. And that's what, with us as pastors, we're always trying to get people need that. We're always trying to get their desires before them. We're always trying to show them how to get what they want. And it's sort of a violation because all of that's already there if they put their focus in the right place on God. So that's why I open with the statement, God in competition with his blessing. Now, when we begin to unfold this in our congregation, pastor, those of you who travel teaching begin to unfold this, it's going to be a whole new anointing, manifestation, and demonstration. Ephesians 4:11 through 16, stand right here. Teach this morning what I'm imparting. Listen, today's pastoral role centers around the people and their needs. And, you know, I've been a pastor for a long time, and I can see that. I can see all preaching is about centering around people and their needs. I think we center around the people and their needs so much we lose focus on God, lose focus on Jesus, lose focus on the Holy Spirit, lose focus on the kingdom, lose focus on the cross. It's already finished. So we focus on God, all those manifestations that come to us. I'll use the scripture to want to show you that. So today's pastoral role centered around the people and their needs. Now watch this. When the apostolic anointing gets the people to be centered on God, calls and purposes for their lives. That is so important for us as an apostolic team begin to preach in that manner, begin to pray in that manner, and put all our focus on God's call and God himself, God's call, and God's purposes. In other words, a lot of praying is about need, about want, and desire. I got a bunch of scriptures, you know, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desire of your heart. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be to you. So it's there for you already, but we, by not having the apostolic government anointing on us, we are in control and over every situation, over demons, and we have dominion over this world system. But we've got to retrain our people of this apostolic anointing, God call and purpose. Now, one of the transitional scriptures going to be for us is Romans 8:26-28. When you get down to that 28th verse, you say, all things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called to his purpose. So the calling, the loving of God, and the purpose of God going to be our emphasis as we switch from the pastoral concept to the apostolic function, the dominant anointing that we have here. Now, let me share a few more things with you for the foundation. The apostolic anointing meets the need of the people indirectly by exalting them to pursue God's call and purposes. Now, you may believe you hear what I'm saying, but it's going to have to be imparted to you. The Holy Spirit will have to impart this because there's a dynamic and divine shifting that's going to make all the difference in your personal life, all the difference in your ministry, all the difference in your people. The apostolic anointing meets the needs of the people indirectly by exalting them to pursue God's call and purpose. That's back to Ephesians 4:11-16. She exalting the people to pursue God's call and his purpose. No, not to pursue their need, not to pursue what they want, not to pursue what they desire, but to begin to pursue God, because he has provided for everything they want, everything they need, and everything they desire. Basically, all our churches, without the apostolic anointing, we come and we got messages to tell people what God's going to do for them and how to get what God want to do for them. And then the focus on God is not really there as it should be. It's on what God can do. I hope you can see that's a vast difference, and that's going to be a dynamic or supernatural change in all our ministries when we see that fully and begin to operate with our messages, with our prayer on that foundation. When that happened, it allowed them to create a spiritual momentum inside the believer to overcome their own need by their faith. But when we come in God's presence and begin to worship God, we want to get in his presence and see his face, because all our needs and want desires are being met by being in his presence. All right? This apostolic emphasis is summed up in that God bought and saved us with the price of his precious blood in order that we might be useful to him and do his will in our life. And I think a lack of usefulness, a lack of God's will, is not being carried out. You know where I say, even joint supply in that 16th verse of Ephesians 4 is not carried out because of improper focus. And God is calling us as an apostolic team in the LTMA to change the focus from what we can get, what we need, to focus on God. And I'll be saying that over and over again. This emphasis draws the believer away from self to change lifestyle and priority. Look at that. From self, what I need, what I want, you know, praying, all the prayer, even the praise and the worship is not so much on God as it should be, as people got it on their talents, their voices, their sermon, etc. But we need everybody focusing on God and getting in his presence and getting in his face and understand that God caused everything to happen. So let me say it again. When you get in this apostolic functioning anointing, it draws the belief away from self. Now, you know as well as I know, in most churches, the high percentage, if not all, of the congregation is dwelling on self more than God because they want their need met. I can understand that. But we're going to train them better. We're going to train them present and really not going to have no need. You see, all things work together for good for them that love God. Fly all your needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Those scriptures are not going to become a reality until we recognize all of us is in concentrating on God, on Jesus, on the cross, on the blood, on the Holy Spirit, on the Word of God, that the Word of God can grow and bear in our lives, and that we become a production system instead of just a desiring system. So I want to repeat it again. With this type of anointing, the belief has gone away from self to kingdom lifestyle and priority. Now, basically, here's another simple scripture. When I say simple, most of us know it by heart online, but it ought to be a different demarcation now, make another mark. We talk about the kingdom lifestyle, but not focusing on what we need, what we desire, what we want, but on God's calling and God's purpose there in Romans 8:28. Look at Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What do they say? And all these things to be added. So we're skipping to get things added, and we pass by seeking him as we should. Now you might say, oh, Reverend, my people do this. No, I know. I've been out here a long time. I pass a lot of good people, but and a lot of them on this line. But I'm going to have to train them now to put all their focus on God, praise him, thank him, love him. And they'll find out you never have to pray for want. You never have to pray for desire. You just don't have to pray for it. And so the Lord pointed out to me, I very seldom pray for myself, what I need, what I want. But it all shows up because my mind, my heart, my focus, normally almost 24 hours a day, is on God. And so when we begin, I'm almost training people, this shift, everything going to change. I mean, in my congregation, I don't have to emphasize on giving and read 9 scriptures and tell them this and tell them that. They're ready to give. They give on their own. And I go. So that's what the focus is. Let me give you another shot on this. Treat people rather than training them. The old pastoral concept, just feed them. Feed the flock. Apostle told them, what to feed. Feed them the word of God. And then Acts 20:28, and you go down there. So look at that. Today, pastor, now listen, today's pastoral role is to love and feed the people right now, and they put on weight. Just got a lot of feeding, and they put on weight. And remember, I didn't know a lot of scriptures. But then secondly, whereas the apostolic anointing seek to train the people so they can put on muscle. So now, in this apostolic transition, we're going to move the people from weight to muscle. See, people, we talk about physical weight, we talk about physical muscle, but we feed people so much information about how to get their needs met, and how to get their wants and desires, but there's a failing to feed them muscles in the spirit where they can do it themselves. Let me get it again now. Today's pastoral role without the apostle is to love and feed the people. And they put on weight. Now all the pastors on this line know what I'm talking about. y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. We will fed these people and fed people and fed them and fed them and fed them, and then put on a lot of weight. But whereas they're apostolic anointed, seek to train the people so they can put on muscle. In other words, they can do it for themselves. Now, I've seen that in our ministry. I've seen my people go through a lot of things, never call me. Never call me. They call me when it's over and say, I went through something like that. So it's so important because I have been doing some apostolic teaching prior to call. Now, here's another insight. The apostolic anointing challenges people to live out their full potential and realize God's will for their life. They need to be challenged. They need to put on muscle. The people who respond to this exaltation rise to greater effectiveness and usefulness. Now, with Ephesians 4:11 through 16, they develop spiritual muscles as they are trained to become useful vessels to fulfill God's plan. Now, as all, every joint supply, you can't tell them a lie. They know the truth. And that's the way we're going to have to train God's people to build muscle and not just a lot of scriptures and a lot of weight and a lot of saying they say, but production. It's time for production. It's time for progress. It's time for protection. It's time for prevention. It's time for promotion. And these type of things are going to happen as we carry out God's plan. The apostolic anointing goes beyond the issue and assurance of love. You already know God loves you. It ain't got to be proving that God loves you. It's already done. It deals with people by admonishing each man to become mature. Very important. And by training every man in all wisdom until every man would be able to be presented completely in Christ. That's Colossians 1:28-29. That's our assignment. Here's another aspect I want you to look at. When the pastoral anointing take over, it performs services rather than demanding performance. See, now, a lot of times pastors are a little afraid now to really tell people what God really telling them because they don't want to lose membership. We can't worry about that. Gideon lost a lot of members, but he still was successful in his assignment. So maybe some people need to be peeled off if they don't want to go all the way. So let's look at his performance, perform service rather than demanding performance. Today, pastor role take up on himself the responsibility to perform services for the people, wherein the apostolic anointing demand the performance of the saints. Now, some of my members online, they're part of LTMA, they know I demand performance. Don't just sit here and ask me to perform for you. When I give you the revelation, I want to see what you're doing and what are you carrying it out. Now, this is so powerful. I may not be able to get it out, Claire, I need to get it out, but I want this impartation, oh my God, to start taking place in all of your ministry, your personal life. Your wants, your desires, your dreams, they all will come to pass. If you focus on him, and that go back to Matthew 6:33, Philippians 4:19, Psalm 21:1, Psalm 1:1-3, all of those tell you when you put your focus on him, he know he can trust you, and there's no limit. The apostolic issue, a change to the people to take responsibility over their own lives and needs. Take responsibility. Show them how to take responsibility over their own life and their own need. They become strong in the Lord and the power of his might. The people are to choose their own destinies by making a decision to obey God's word. I mean, you can't hold them in a pen. They got to learn how to do it themselves, and just holding their hand is not good enough. You have to show them how to perform in the spirit for themselves. The apostolic anointing gets people to do things for themselves. It's so important. They don't have to call you every time they're dealing with something. They know God. God know them. God hear them. The saints also learn the right to provide services for the kingdom so that they become functional members. I want you functional members. Members who carry out. I'm putting out some of them boys now. The boys been under me 20, 25, 30 years. Those boys just sit there, obey, and I'm emphasizing on manhood now, and the men's in the church to take over some, and the work with the women, but don't just sit there. And those guys doing a splendid job. They're ready to go, because as I told my MVBs, when someone minister in your church under you, they're supposed to be ministering about your vision, ministering about what God has been saying to you. That's apostolic. You don't start no new revelation to try to do something in another man's ministry. That exposes you. And so that's important, that when you are given the right to minister in a pastor setting, you just you don't be inviting a lot of people and all that about you and getting on the line talking about it. All you do is get your butt up there and preach. That's what you're supposed to do. That's so important. I told my MBB that. I don't care if it's your son or nothing. They don't advertise that they preach it when you're out of town. People don't supposed to know you're out of town until they get in the pulpit. I think one of my intercessors, she was praying, and she says, whoever preaching tonight, she had missed two or three times. She said, whatever minister come up, Lord be with them. And that was very important to me. All right, now, another aspect, a way to look at it, equipped to meet need rather than equipping for ministry work. That's a downfall. Today, pastoral role equipped the leader to act as God's agent of grace to meet people's needs, whereas the apostolic anointing equipped every believer to function effectively in the work of the ministry. Every believer. I thank God for the witnessing app. I think last week 126 people were saved. 160 people were saved. I mean, that's a function, and that came through an apostolic insight. And there are many more. Not going to come through me, through you all. A lot of insight God's going to give. Your need, your desire, your want—they're all about to disappear. Because we're on a line here with God as a household, that God as our partner, God as our friend, God as our father, the intimacy we get with God. The apostolic anointing provides the word of grace, the impartation of gifts and faith for the believers to function. The apostolic impartation through the laying on of hand allow new seed to be implanted into the yield line. Just on the other day, we were in pre-service intercession, praying for the service. And I was out there, and one of my sons was leading prayer. Minister Freddie was leading prayer. And the Lord told me, he said, call now, they're ready. Call all the praises and impart the apostolic anointing on them. So I called them up, two of my sons, my granddaughter, and some other people, and laid a hand on them. And they start singing Sunday morning, and the glory came, and people start falling out at the altar, coming to the altar, laying out at the altar, and dancing. That anointing was imparted to them. I saw the Holy Ghost, saw they were ready for it. I had the right team. I can't have nobody on themselves trying to express themselves. We got to glorify God. It happened just this Sunday. It provides the avenue for skills, talent, and ability to be transferred to others who do not have the apostolic mantle allow a greater flow of revelation into the lives of the people, making them well able, listen, and capable to do what God desires for them. That's Philippians 2:13. There's another insight. Maintenance as goal rather than maturity in focus. So we're doing a lot of maintenance work, but we're not maturing the people. Today, pastoral role has maintained as its goal pastoral role have maintenance as its goal, where the apostolic anointing have maturity as its focus. See the two. The apostle Paul travailed for the Galatian church so that that Christ would be formed on the inside of each one of them. His desire was that he presented them matured and complete in Christ. Thus, the apostolic anointing has permanence in this view rather than a quick fix for people lagging around doing nothing. Now, let me look at this. The apostolic sevenfold anointing. Now, you're not going to find this nowhere, no way, no how, in no book. This is originated from us right now. And I want you to take heed. I'm going to give you scriptures to go with it. Each minister listen to me on this phone. I want you to build on this sevenfold anointing of the apostolic. Number one, information. Information. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman need not be ashamed, right, divine, the word of truth. Information. And so a lot of time, people is stopped at the information aspect of the anointing. Well, we've got to take them farther and show them how to go farther. And here's the second foundation, or second measurement. Meditation. Joshua 1:8, you know what it says. For Joshua to do what Moses was doing, he's going to have to meditate for the anointing of Moses to come off on him. He's going to have to understand meditation. And then Psalm 1:1-3, there's all the prosperity you want right there. So you cannot have to focus on prosperity. You can focus on God, because God brings the prosperity with it. The third one is revelation. Information, meditation, revelation. Now you have Matthew 18:13-19, where the revelation was given of Christ being the foundation of the church. You got John 16:13-15, what the Holy Spirit assignment is to hear what God is saying and tell you what God is saying and show you what God is saying. Then John 16:13-15. So now we got information, we got meditation, we got revelation, we got trained up into all those aspects of this sevenfold anointing. Then there's number four, impartation. Romans 1:11. I think the pastor Paul said he want to impart some gifts to them. That's so important. And it's in the way the Lord gives it to me, it's in chronological order, because you cannot come into revelation without meditation. And you can't meditate if you don't have some information. And you cannot give impartation if you don't have information, meditation, and revelation. You're not qualified to give no impartation. So that's four levels there. We have three more. Now, sometimes people try to skip these four and go to number five, but it's not going to work. Manifestation. John 14:21, manifestation. Manifestation will begin to produce in our lives at all times. Manifestation, the mysteries of manifestation will be revealed to us consistently by the Holy Ghost through information, meditation, revelation, and impartation. We can go on and on about manifestation. So when the manifestation starts manifesting, we're not going to have to pray about what we need, what we want, what we desire. I'll say it to you again. In studying along this line and teaching the school of ministry, I began to weep because I don't know for years having a need, having a want, having a desire. Now, for other people you pray for them, you understand? But personally for myself, by being focused on God instead of what I need and what I want and what I desire, it automatically comes. All that comes with God. So if you waste your time looking at what you need, what you want, what you desire all the time, you're going to, back to my first statement, God in competition with his blessing. So manifestation is there. The next one is demonstration. In 1 Corinthians 2:4-5, Apostle Paul, he said that your faith is standing not in the will of man, but in the power of God, because he ministered to them in demonstration. And then number 7, and you will be shocked what number 7 is when the Holy Spirit gave me these 7 foundations of the 7-fold anointing, graduation. Philippians 3:10-14. That I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Then he gets to the 14th verse, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. When you get to a element of maturity, you'll be pressing more for him, only more for him, and all the rest will appear. Now, I'm going to talk to you a few more minutes of how to wear the apostolic mantle and a dominant anointing. I told you Romans 8:28, also Philippians 4:19, also Psalm 23:1, Jeremiah 1:19, Psalm 34:10, Psalm 23:1, Job 36:11, Matthew 6:33. They're all saying the same thing. Focus on God. Now, let me give you a few dynamics here. Preaching, calling, and purpose, not need to the people. Preaching, calling, and purpose, emphasizing God, emphasizing Jesus. I'm preaching on the cross now, emphasizing the cross, emphasizing the Holy Spirit. Preaching, calling, and purpose, not needs to the people. That's Romans 8:26-28. Number 2, kingdom revelation will produce kingdom lifestyle. Matthew 13:11-12. Matthew 6:33. I'm going to give you scriptures over again, but I want you to see them. All babysitting must stop. Oh, my goodness. We've been babysitting people. And preach for apostolic maturity. Hebrews 5:12-6. Chapter 6:1-6. We got to get out of that territory, still preaching the doctrine of Christ and baptism. No, they need to grow to a greater maturity. Galatians 4:1-6, as of God, but not operating in their sonship. We got to train them how to grow and how to believe God for themselves. Stop babysitting. We've been all this babysitting must stop. We must be bold and preach exactly what God tells us to preach. It's so powerful. When ignorance is removed, all abundance will be released. John 10:10, Ephesians 3:20. I'm almost through. Apostolic anointing shuts down needs and wants. I want you to get this, class. Philippians 4:19, Psalm 23:1. Stop trying to please people and making sure you're pleasing God at all times. Luke 22:42, the secret of Jesus' total successful ministry, he was always pleasing the Father, always giving glory to the Father. If we're going to do John 14:12, the greater work, our ministry is going to have to be just like Jesus. We've been held down for centuries with these different categories of ministries made by man. Now we're about to move in this apostolic functioning, and we're going to see great and mighty things. You see, almost anyone that comes to church have come to please God to get their needs met again. Train people to focus on the calling and purpose in the kingdom. In other words, praise and worship. All right? All right. You preaching. I'm preaching. All right? We're talking about you can get this. You can do that. If you do that, you do that. And so the focus on God is actually not that we can't preach that, but the focus must be more on God. Now, I'm going to close with this. The supernatural don't function in needs. its function in the finished work. Oh, get this. Oh, my, get this. The supernatural do not function in need. It's function in the finished work, or the framework of the finished work. That John 19:30, Jesus' last word, Jesus said, it is finished. And then, my brother and sister, I want you to look at Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, so you can lay down all, every weight and every sin that's so easy to beset you. And then you're looking at second verse of Hebrews 12. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set. See, that verse takes you right on through everything in your ministry. Verse 2. Look, keep looking to Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. There you go. Despising the shame. There you go. But look where you end up at. And that's where we will end up every time. That's where the congregation that we are leading will end up every time if we accept the government of this apostolic change that God is bringing. And then Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that didn't just seek him. I close with this prophecy God gave me this morning, and I'm praying about this meeting and this impartation. He says to me, tell them, seek my face and understand your place in my grace. Needs, wants, and desire already in place. Get closer to me. Get out of the rat race in the system. You're totally provided for. Keep seeking to be deeper in my presence. Move from fellowship to relationship to partnership. Flaunt in my friendship. You will not stand in an anointing that will. You will now stand in an anointing that will exalt my people to see who I am, really is. And all hustling will cease, and the new wine will flow everywhere. Heavenly Father, I impart every word that I've spoken to every pastor, every minister on this line, that their eyes will be open to see that we're in a new dimension, a new time frame, a new ministry. May all the churches that are under me, all the pastors that are under me, begin to pray and begin to seek God's faith, to switch from a pastoral concept to an apostolic function. May all the evangelists, all the teachers do the same thing. We thank you, Lord, for the love we have for you. We love you. We want to put you in first place. We don't want to put you in competition with your blessing. We want to seek you and seek your face. There's so much more you want to see, and we will see it. We thank you that we have a harmony, that you want us to be in a harmonious condition, agreeable, surrounding, and you want us to have the best of everything. And all of it coming from focusing on you and what you want and being a joint that we can supply exactly what you need in ministry. I pray grace and mercy and anointing upon every minister on this line, that we stay in harmony, that we stay flowing and functioning, and let you do what you want in our lives. Whatever needs is on this line is already met. In the name of Jesus, by seeking your faith. We bless you, we glorify you, we magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll see you next time.